שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם.
Hello, we are reading in Zohar for All, volume 10. We are in the Song of Songs. The heading is the chair that stands upon four pillars. You can send questions to our site. Pertinent questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, we are in the Song of Songs of Zohar for All, in the heading, the chair which stands on all four pillars. 369. We rejoice and be happy with you, Bach, in you, for all the letters take the holy covenant which is in you, which are Aleph Bet, Gimel Dalet, He Vav, Zayin Chet, Tet Yud, Chaf Lamed, Mem Nun, Samch Ein, Pei Tzadik, Kuf Reish, Shin Taf. 370. Aleph Shin Bet Gimel Taf Daled Hey Kuf Vav Zain Reish Chet Tet Pei Yud Kaf Tzadik Lamed Mem Samech Nun Ein Zain Reish Akartiel Ya Tzvakot sits on a sublime throne, and all the camps and platoons of the armies above, on his right, life, on his left, death. The throne stands on four pillars, and this is the right pillar on the four burning flames of the letters. 371. Bet Shin Aleph, Dalet Taf Gimel, Vav Kuf Hei, Chet Reish Zayin, Yud Pei Tet, Lamed Tzadik Kaf, Nun Samich Mem, Ein Zayin Reish, Yud Kei Vav. This is the hiding of the middle pillar of these four pillars by which the throne relies upon. And these letters of the alphabet, they are the 12 on each pillar, as each of them is sustained by the 12 supporting pillars upon which the throne sits. 372. The left pillar is the other. Taf Ein Aleph Shin, Resh Bet Kuf, Tzadik Gimel Pei, Ein Dalid Samich Nun Hei Mem, Lamed Vav Chaf, Chaf Zayin Yud, Tet Chet Yud, Hey Vav Yud. This is the concealment of the left pillar. The throne is corrected upon them in the concealment of the 12 supporters. 374. And this is how they all rhyme on the three words into one side. These nine let words are, each pillar are not 12. They are three letters that join in this combination of three words on one side, and on the other side they rise and descend, and they are concealed in Yud Kei Vav and are etched in the etching of the holy name Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav. These are concealed in the first pillar, the right one, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Vav Kei, Hey Vav Yud. They are concealed in the left pillar. Hey Vav Yud and Vav Yud Hey, Vav Hey Yud are concealed in the middle pillar, so that the throne will be complete in the 22 letters of the alphabet in which that holy covenant, the Malchut, collects and assembles and takes into Bach. Hence, we shall rejoice and be happy with Bach, with you. Even though the Zohar comes in the Zeranpin and has already been revealed in the letters, all this is supposed to be in the Shorish alone, but the actual letters cannot emerge till the world of Bria under the Masach of Atzilut, because from there downwards there's the control for the Masach, but in Atzilut there's no force for the Masach whatsoever. Without the force of the Masach, there's no letters that are being revealed. And from this we discern those Masachs and letters that are only the roots that operate in the lower worlds. The Zohar clarifies the four pillars the throne stands upon and how they join in the combinations from the 22 letters, hence it clarifies them in the world of Bria, in the four pillars where the holy throne stands upon, and this is where they begin, the letters. Although their roots are on the details of Ziranpin of Atzilut, therefore the Malchut receives all the combinations of letters from Ziranpin of Atzilut, and with the clothing of the Malchut in the holy throne, the glory of the Bria, it emerges with all the combinations of letters she received from Ziranpin of Atzilut. At first, we need to know how the 22 letters are divided into three lines. It is written, "We shall rejoice and be happy in you." In Bach. Bach is all the letters that are taking the Holy Covenant as it is Bach in you. Because Malchut is called the Kivu Covenant that takes all the letters and all the combinations which are Bach, and they emerge from the 22 letters and illuminates upon them to Bia. And these four pillars that the glorious throne relies upon are extended from the four pillars of the throne in Atzilut and the three lines of Ziranpin and Malchut which receive them, and they're included from one another. There are four in each of these three lines, which are 12 combinations of Havaya and the 12 tribes of Malchut. Although here Malchut of Atzilut, which came down and clothes in the upper three of Bria, has a diminution due to this descent, and it doesn't have but two lines right and left, and they make 11 combinations of 22 letters, which are Aleph Bet, Gimel Dalet, Hey Vav, Zayin Chet, Tet Yud, Kaf Lamed, Mem Nun, Samech Ayin, Pei Tzadik, Kuf Resh, Shin Taf. Each combination is a pair of right and left. But in the three other pillars, there are in each three lines. As on the right line, Chesed, are as in their order, as their first seven couples from the first 11 couples of the 12 of the 22 letters, which are Aleph Bet, Gimel Dalet, Hey Vav, Zayin Chet, Tet Yud, Kaf Lamed, Mem Nun. Here, each pair is two lines. And the middle line is eight letters, which are four couples, and as it is judgment to those first two lines. Hence, it is ordered in such a way. Shin Taf, Kuf Reish, Pei Tzadik, Samech Ayin. Shin is the middle line for the alphabet, and it emerges as the combination Aleph Shin Bet. Taf, the middle line for Gimel Dalet, and emerges Gimel Taf Dalet. Kuf is the middle line for Hey Vav, and comes out as the Kuf Vav. Resh is the middle line for Zayin Chet, and emerges as Resh Zayin Resh Chet. Pei is the middle line for Tet Yud, and emerges as Tet Pei Yud. Tzadik, the middle line for Kaf Lamed, and emerges as Kaf Tzadik Lamed. Samech is the middle line for Mem Nun, and emerges as Mem Samech Nun. Since in the two lines there are only seven letters in each line, and in the middle line eight letters, which ends with the letter Ayin, hence an eighth combination is made, Ayin Zayin Resh, as Ayin of the middle line, and the letters Zayin Resh connect in it, which is from the words being strange and judgment, or from the root of being assistant. Because it has no line more than the seven letters, as the seven Sfirot Chagat Nehim, and the middle line, which is the eight letters, due to the Masach of Chirik, which is in the middle line that carries it. And it implies the combination of letters of the last Ayin with the two letters Zayin Resh, which implies the judgment and help, and with its help, it overcame the middle line and the left, and united it with the right. Aleph Shin Bet, Gimel Taf Dalet, Hey Kuf Vav, Zayin Resh Chet, Tet Pei Yud, Kaf Tzadik Lamed, Mem Samech Nun, Ayin Zayin Resh, are the three lines from the 22 letters in their order, until the combination Ayin Zayin Resh. Ayin Zayin Resh implies the Masach connected in the middle line. Akatriel, the Keter of Bria, where the Malchut of Atzilut clothed with all the combinations of letters that she received from Ziranpin of Atzilut, therefore connects and completes nine words, and the throne stands on four pillars, three lines, and Malchut, which receives them. As in each of the three lines, there are three lines, except for Malchut, where there are two lines, which are 11 couples. Aleph Bet, Gimel Dalet, Hey Vav, and the nine words, Aleph Shin Bet, Gimel Taf Dalet, Hey Kaf Vav, Kufav, are the middle pillar, and therefore the combinations are in that order. And the four pillars are the four burning flames of the letters, and the nine words are the right line that are in these four pillars. The middle pillar includes all three lines, like the right line, which all seven couples until the manzug are the right and left, and the middle line, which is the eight letters from the four couples, Shintaf, Kufresh, Pei Tzadik, Sain, Samichain, decides in the middle of each couple. But the gap is that here in the middle pillar, each couple completes, because in the place it is written Aleph Bet instead of Bet Aleph, and it's written Gimel Dalet instead of Dalet Gimel, and so forth, because in the middle pillar there is more judgment than in the right pillar. Bet Shin Aleph, Dalet Taf Gimel, Vav Kuf Hei, Chet Reish Zain, Yud Pei Tet, Lamed Tzadik Kaf, Nun Samich Mem, Ein Zain Reish, Yud Kei Vav. In the first pair, the right and the left in the order of the Bet Aleph extends the middle of the Shin of Shin Taf, as in the middle line, and the combination Bet Shin Amel Aleph occurs. And in the right and the left, which are Dalet Gimel, extends Taf, which of the middle line, and it becomes Dalet Taf Gimel. And in the right and the left, Vav Hey extends by them the Kuf of the middle line, and it becomes Vav Kuf Hey. And in the right and the left, Chet Zayin extends through the Reish of the middle line, and it becomes Chet Reish Zayin. And on the right and the left of Yud Tet extends in the middle of them, Pei of the middle line, and they become Yud Pei Tet. And in the right and the left of Lamed Kaf extends Tzadik as the middle line, and becomes Lamed Tzadik Kaf. And in the right and the left, Nun Mem extends Samich of the middle line, and becomes Nun Samich Mem. And by this, the seven combinations of the middle line were completed against Chagat Ne'im. And in the middle line that has eight letters, remains one free letter, Ein, and she joins the two letters Zayin Resh and becomes Ein Zayin Resh. To complete the nine words, what was added to them is the name Yud Hei Vav, the root of the three lines. And this is the concealment of the middle pillar from the four pillars in the letters of Aleph Bet, as this order is the middle pillar which supports the throne from the combinations of the letters. And these are the 12 on each pillar, as in each of them it exists. Usually there are four pillars here, and in each pillar 12 lines, which are three lines, which are 12. Although, because they're incorporated in one another, they need to each have 12, and by this we have in each pillar 12 words. Because we add to them 12 names, Yud Kei Vav, which are the roots of the three lines. And they became 12 words. The two pillars, right and left, have been clarified. And here, the left pillar is also made of three lines, but because the left pillar, judgment, has inverted into the order of the letters to be in the order of the alphabet, in the order of the opposite, of Tafshin Reish Kuf. And in the manner that the right and the left have not been made through the alphabet, Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet Hei Vav, in the straight order in which the right pillar has been made, and not from Bet Aleph, Dalet Gimel, Hei Vav Hei, Shin Gimel Kaf in order, but rather it has done from Tafshin, Reish Kuf, Tzadik Pei, Ein Samech, Nun Mem, Lamed Chaf, which is all backwards. Moreover, the middle line in it, which needs to be from the letters that are later of the two lines, because the middle line emerges from the two lines, and it becomes here from the previous letters to the letters of the two lines, which begins with Aleph and ends with Chet, which implies to judgments on the middle, on the left pillar. Taf Aleph Shin, Resh Bet Kuf, Tzadik Gimel Pei, Ein Dalet Samech, Nun Hei Mem, Lamed Vav Chaf, Chaf Zain Yud, Tef Chet Yud, Hey Vav Yud. This is the hiding of the left pillar, because in the first pair, right and left, Tafshin, it was extended their middle Aleph of the middle line and became the combination Taf Aleph Shin. And on the right and the left, Resh Kuf extended the Bet of the middle line and became the combination Resh Bet Kuf. And on the right and the left, Tzadik Pei extended the Gimel of the middle line and became Tzadik Gimel Pei. And on the right and left of Ein Samech extended Dalet of the middle line and became the combination Ein Dalet Samech. And on the right and the left of Nun Mem extended Hey of the middle line and became the combination Nun Hey Mem. And on the right and the left, Lamed Chaf extended Vav of the middle line and became the combination Lamed Vav Chaf. And in the two combinations, Chaf Zayin Yud, Tet Chet Yud, there's 10 Tzabech, and we should say Yud Zayin Tet Chet Tet Yud. Because on the right and left, which are Yud Tet, the Zayin extended of the middle line and the combination occurred called Yud Zayin Tet. By this, the seven combinations have been completed against Chagat Nehim, although in the middle line, which has eight letters, remained one free letter, Chet. And the two letters, Tet Yud, connected and became the combination Chet Tet Yud. Because the eighth letter implies the Masach Dechirik, which is connected on the middle line. Hence, it implies in it the combination from the word Chet, sin, which implies lack and judgment. And in order to complete the nine words, the letters of the name Yud Kei Vav were added, which is the root of the three lines, but in an opposite, which is judgment, implied in the opposite order, Hey Vav Yud. And the throne is corrected on the pillars, which each pillar is included with 12 supporters, and upon it implies the words of each pillar. And these are nine words of each pillar and not 12, which, after all, there are no more than nine words in each pillar, but three letters are combined into the combination of one for three words, with this to this side and that to that side, as the three letters Yud Kei Vav, the roots of the three lines, combined to each line in the combination of one Yud Kei Vav. They rise and they descend and illuminate in the Or Yashar and Or Chozer, and these lights are concealed in Yud Kei Vav, which are the roots of the three lines. The etching of the holy name is etched Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav for the right line, Yud Kei Vav for the left line, and Yud Kei Vav for the midline, which with Yud Kei Vav and the three letters Yud Kei Vav, which are concealed in it, they are 12 words. These are the three Yud Kei Vav of the pillar, of the right pillar, that there are three lines are included in, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Vav Kei, Hey Vav Yud, which are concealed in the left pillar of the three lines of the pillar on the left and illuminate the three combinations of those of Yud Kei Vav in the three lines it has, with which in the left pillar 12 words, and are lacking here three combinations to complete the 12 words of the middle pillar. Hey Vav Yud, Vav Yud Hey, Vav Hei Yud are concealed in the middle pillar. Because there are six combinations in Yud Kei Vav, three of the first combinations, Yud Hei Vav, Yud Vav Hei, Hei Yud Vav, illuminate in the left pillar, the three last combinations, Hei Vav Yud, Vav Yud Kei, and Vav Hei Yud, illuminate in the middle pillar. Because the left pillar precedes the middle pillar. And the 12 words have been clarified in each pillar of the three pillars. just as the four pillars are 12 in totality, because every pillar includes three lines, and even the fourth pillar includes three lines after its incorporation. And the three times four are 12. That's how each pillar needs to stand on its own, included from 12, as it is 12 words of each pillar. Although in the fourth pillar, Malchut, Yud, there are 11 pairs, Aleph Bet, Gimel Dalid, Hey Vav. Each pair in it implies the two lines. And upon them, the name Yud Ke was added, with which there are 12 words, and also in the fourth pillar, just as the name Yud Ke Vav was added to the three lines, because these are the roots of the three lines, so the name Yud Ke is added in the fourth pillar, because it is the root of the two lines, right and left. The heading, the 70 appointees that surround the throne. 374. We shall remind your beloved from wine. Illumination of Chochmah is called wine. Your beloved, the 70 appointees which surround the holy throne, Malchut. These are the ministers that control and take the judgments from that wine, and they take and extend the Chochmah to the left, which is where the judgments are. Hence it is written, I shall pour the wine unto you, which are the 70 beloved. 375. And these are Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and more. 377. These 70 angels which surround the holy throne are called Dodim, beloved, which illuminate and sparkle. And these are the upper beloved, which are the 70 names in Chagat of Zeranpin, which illuminate and sparkle in concealment of the upper hiding. And it's written about them, for your beloved are greater than wine. Your beloved are all in one whole. The 70 names, the angels of the lower, and that illuminate through the 70 names that are upper in Zeranpin. And they all illuminate and sparkle from that wine that is preserved in Bina. 378. These 70 names that are upper and concealed in Zeranpin are called concealed animals, which are Letzo Vashov. And they illuminate from the upper world, the next world, Bina. And these 70 names that are lower in Malchut illuminate and sparkle from that light which is concealed in the upper sparks, which are the 70 names of Zeranpin. 379. All the 70 names in Malchut are called beloved and are extending from wine from those 70 names of Zeranpin, which are concealed lights, because in Zeranpin there is no illumination of Chochmah that can be revealed. Because those 70 names surround the holy throne, the Malchut below, they illuminate and sparkle completely from those 70 inner names of Zeranpin. And this is from wine and upper rivers of Zeranpin, from the wine of Torah. And these are the upper candles which illuminate the face, and the lower candles of Malchut. And these are the 70 names that the Creator is called by, the name Ein Bet, 72. The division of the alphabet to 10 and 12. 380. In the secret of concealment of the alphabet, there are 22 letters. There are upper 10 letters. Aleph Bet, Gimel Dalet, Hey Vav, Zayin Chet, Tet Yud. And 12 other letters, which invert to many manners, and are cascaded in the letters, and are never changed. Because wine of Torah is inscribed here because it is emerging from those letters, but from their concealment. 22 letters are divided to Rosh Toch Sof, which are Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, from Aleph until Yud, Bina, from Yud until Kuf, Zeranpin, from Kuf until Taf, Malchut. And every degree is built from these three kelim, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut. Here we are talking from the 22 letters in Zeranpin. There are 10 upper letters, from Aleph till Yud, which are Bina of Zeranpin, it's Rosh. And there the name Membet is in rule, the 42, which is covered with Chochmah. And 12 letters which invert to many different manners are Tochen Sof of Zeranpin, the Kilim Zeranpin and Malchut of Zeranpin, which invert to several shades, white, red, green, because in them the name Ein Bet is revealed, which extends Chokhmah. And these shades cascade to illuminate in the letters, in the 10 first letters, the Rosh of Zeranpin, because in the Rosh of Zeranpin there is no illumination of Chokhmah. Because there, the name illuminates 42, which is covered from Chokhmah. And therefore, there is no color there. And only in the Toch and Sof of Zeranpin, which are Zeranpin and Malchut of Zeranpin, which controls the name Ein Bet, extends Chokhmah, which is therefore illuminating the colors and shades, which are the illumination of Chokhmah. And even though the letters cascade upon these three colors, white, red, green, therefore they do not change from the color, the white color in them, Chesed, because Zeranpin controls the Chesed, and the rest of the colors nullify before it. The wine of Torah emerges from these 12 letters, which are the illumination of Chokhmah, the shade of red, but do not emerge from those letters, but in their concealment. Because Zeranpin diminishes and conceals the Gar of Chokhmah of the left, by which it unites it with the right, from this, the illumination of Vak of Chokhmah is revealed, and it turns out that the disclosure of Chokhmah is from concealment of Gar of Chokhmah is there, and even though Zeranpin is always under the control of Chesed, it can extend Chokhmah for Malchut. 381. Because all the letters emerge from the upper point, upper Chokhmah, upper Abba V'ima, which are covered and concealed, because Abba V'ima are always in covered Chasadim, and they do not receive Chokhmah, but for Yeshut. And this is the secret of the whole of the Torah, is because Abba V'ima are the source and the totality of Zeranpin, which is called Torah. But the letters were not inscribed in the upper point because there's no revelation of Chokhmah there, until they entered the hidden hall, Yeshut, from where the letters emerged. And they were Lachut, they were moist, and then they congealed. Moist means that each entered into the boundary of her partner, and it would, like a moist thing, its boundary is not hard. And these letters, which received from Zeranpin of Atzilut, and started to know how the 22 letters are divided to three lines. It's written, "We shall rejoice and be happy." Bach. Bach is all the letters which take the Holy Covenant, in which the Bach is the Malchut, which is called the Covenant, which takes all the letters and combinations which are Bach, and emerge from the 20 letters and illuminates to Biyah, the four pillars on the Holy Throne, relies on them, extends the four feet of the throne of the Atzilut, and the three lines of Zeranpin of Malchut, which receives them and are included in one another, and each of them are of the 12 letters. The name Membet, and then the holy name was etched in the holy name, which is called Heaven and Earth, and it is the upper letter of the holy thing. Zeranpin are the letters, because in it were the letters were congealed, and it has the 22 letters. And when it receives Mochin from Yersut, which is Vak of Abba V'ima, where the illumination of Chokhmah is revealed, is in the 32 paths of Chokhmah, which are the 22 letters of Zeranpin and 10 Sfirot, which receive from Yersut. And it receives, when it receives the Mochin of Gar from upper Abba V'ima, another 10 Sfirot from Abba V'ima are added to him, and in the name 42 letters is in the 22 letters of himself, and the 10 Sfirot of Yeshut, and then of Abba V'ima. And then, when it is instilled in the name 42, Membet, it is considered that the Gar of Mochin are only in the name Membet, as it is from Abba V'ima. But when Vak, which receives from Yeshut, are in the name Ein Bet, in the revelation of the 32 paths of Chokhmah in it, in a manner that prior to attaining the name Membet in the Rosh, in the Gar, there is no name Ein Bet, which is revealed in the Vak. 383. Because the letters stand in their correction in the illumination of the name Membet, and the world exists because in it heaven and earth were created, then the letters were corrected in the 72 names, which are called wine, which are 70 names by which the Creator is called, and they are wine as they bestow the illumination of Chokhmah, which is called wine. The Ein Bet name cannot illuminate in Vak of Zeranpin prior to the name Membet illuminating in Gar of Zeranpin, because the letters are standing in their correction, meaning it was after the Zeranpin was corrected in the name Membet, or the letters of its Gar, they were corrected the letters in Zeranpin, and this name Ein Bet of its Vak, which are the three lines Chagat. What was said about the 70 names and not 72 names is because the name 72 words is 70 Sanhedrin and two witnesses, and therefore it is considered that there are 70 names which are the Sanhedrin. 384. These names emerge from the three verses Vaisa, Vayavo, Vayet. Two lights, black and white, connect together. 385. It is written, "I am black and beautiful," because the candle on of the west, the Malchut, which stands and rules over the candle of the east, Zeranpin, it is black, meaning Malchut, which is of the shade black, which implies on judgments. This is white, meaning Zeranpin, which is under the control of Chesed, the white color. How beautiful is Malchut when she is united in that white light, Chesed? As it is written, "I am black, and I am when I am to myself, and I am beautiful when the blackness in me is adhered to your white." 386. And in the light of the candle, the two lights connect together, the lower part, which is the black light, the dark light, and the upper light, which is the white light, this ruling that, and the white light, which controls over the black light, with that, how beautiful it is. There are two states in Malchut. The first state, the two great lights, whose level are equal to Zeranpin, because they both suckle from one root, from Ima, Zeranpin, which receives Chasadim from the right line of Ima, and the Malchut receives Chochmah from the left line of Ima. Hence, it is considered then as to a black light, because the Chochmah in it cannot illuminate without Chasadim. Then it was said, "Go and diminish yourself." And she came to the second state, in which she was diminished to being in a degree below Zeranpin. And then Zeranpin already rules over her, and she has nothing but what she receives from Zeranpin. With that, the second state is all her perfection, because now that her black light, the Chochmah, connects with the white line in Zeranpin, Chasadim, Chochmah was completed and illuminates. This unification of the second state, in which the black light of Malchut is connected with the white light of Zeranpin, is implied in the light of the candle, because in the light of the candle, its lower part is seamed in the black color, and the upper part is in the color white. The lower part is the black color, the black light, which is the upper, and the upper is white, Zeranpin Chesed, whose sight is white, and they are both connected in one light, as the white light controls the black light, and this is how it is in the second state. Even though in the first state she was great like him, and now he controls over her, with that, how beautiful she is, because now in the second state she is beautiful as she illuminates Chochmah and Chasadim, whereas in the first state there was darkness and she could not illuminate. 387. In the correction below her, there are several corrections below her, the wick, the candle, and the oil, and she stands in the upper Gadlut, the beautiful in that white light. So are the daughters of Jerusalem, they are the corrections below, who stand below her in her beauty, as it is written, "I am black and I am beautiful." The daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the encampments of Solomon, this black and that white, the chariot, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, are four, and with the middle point, which stands upon them, it's Malchut itself. And they are five, and they are not called five, but these and those, the four angels, which are her chariot, and the last point, the Malchut, which stands upon them. And the hay was the Dalet, which are the Merkava, upon which that point which dwells upon them in the middle is Malchut, and she becomes hay. Because in her chariot, in her merkava, that are clothed the kelim on the first state, which connect to her in the second state, and clothed from the four angels, which are the three lines, and malchut, which receives them, and upon them rides the point of panim, the malchut of the second state, which received from Zeranpin only chasadim. And the two of them together illuminate in chasadim and chokhmah, which are all the perfection, the chokhmah on the side of the four sides of the merkava, and the chasadim from her own p'china, which rides upon them. This is her form, hey. And there you find several corrections below her. The wick, the candle, and the oil, which are the three lines, because oil is the right line, the candle is the left line, the wick, which connects the two of them, is the middle line. And the kli in it, in which there are these three lines, the wick, the candle, and the oil, is the malchut, which receives the three lines. And those four p'chinot, the oil, the candle, and the wick, and the kli that receives them, are four, which are the chariot of malchut, and they themselves are the point which rides upon them from above. Hey, five. And she stands in the upper gadlut, pleasure in that white light, meaning the point itself which the malchut of panim rides upon and receives that white light, chasadim. But her merkava stands below, and the oil and the candle and the wick and the kli receive the chokhmah. So it is with the daughters of Jerusalem, which are the corrections below, standing below her, the oil, the candle, and the wick, their kli, in which the kilim from the first state are clothed, which are black. As it is written, the daughters of Jerusalem, as Ohalei Kedar, as the patches of Solomon, this is black, and that is white. The daughters of Jerusalem, which are her Merkava, are black from the first state, as the Ohalei Kedar, the Malchut, which rides upon them, is white, as the Riyot of Solomon. And they all illuminate together, and are clarified from all the five Prinot in the candle, in the Malchut herself, because the Malchut of Panim is the white light of the candle above it all. And the black light in the candle, the left line of the Merkava. The oil is the middle line. I'm sorry, it's the right line. The wick is the left line. And the kli, which receives it all, is the malchut, which receives three lines. The Adam HaRishon in Garden of Eden.